Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mitch, just tell us, what was the atmosphere like, and, you know, you getting the nod on this final farewell game right here?
It was awesome. I mean, the fans showed out as usual. Bills Mafia, the best fans. It was a fun night. We're just trying to stay focused on, like, giving them a good show, executing well, and putting points on the board. The guys did a great job rallying all week, and we just really wanted to perform well one last time in the stadium for them. And the atmosphere was special. They started to play slow music at the end there. I had to get off the field. It was pretty cool. It was awesome.
Now, this is your second stint here, and, you know, this is the final game in this stadium. So, what are the emotions for you like, just being here?
I'm just grateful for this opportunity. I mean, all glory to God for giving us just this opportunity to play this game. Bringing me and my family to Buffalo to experience these fans, these teammates in that locker room. It's just a special place to be, and you really don't understand it till you get here. And that's why I wanted to come back, to be a part of something special and bigger than myself. So just to go out there one more time, execute with the boys, have some fun, and put on a show. It was a fun night.
Mitch, what does it do for guys who don't normally get as much time to play to have a week like this to get reps before the playoffs?
For sure. I think it's huge for development and just, like, overall confidence of the team. You see the next guy step in and perform well. I mean, a bunch of O-linemen play tonight, a bunch of guys on defense, wideouts, running backs mixing in. I think it just builds confidence throughout the team. And I just saw a lot of excitement for guys who knew they were getting the nod and getting called upon to just go even harder in practice, lock into the game plan, and really put a good performance out there for the squad.
Pretty coy with us, at least, would be playing this week, or how much you would be playing. Mm-hmm. When did you have a good sense of how much you'd be playing today?
Pretty much like when I was taking all the reps in practice Wednesday and Thursday, I had a good idea of it. And I kind of knew that was how it was going to go. So I had a pretty good idea. They told me I was going to play a good bit. I thought it was smart what we did with Josh, allow him to rest. And I think it's important that he keeps those the start streak going, which is pretty cool. And I just love being his teammate. And so I just figured out throughout the week how it kind of was going to go. And the coach did a great job of communicating, like, what that plan was going to look like.
What did you want to show on a personal level today?
Just that I could execute this offense and really just show my teammates that I can come in there and make plays for this offense and just run it. So I just wanted to lead the guys today and put on a good performance for the fans. And I thought it all started with preparation throughout the week. And really the guys just having confidence in me to go out there and let me play my game.
There's still, like, I don't know, 75% of the stadium is still out there right now.
Yeah.
Can you put into words just what it was like to be a part of this game in this moment?
I think those last three victory kneels to end the game was probably, like, the coolest, like, victory kneels I've ever been a part of. The fans were going nuts. It's kind of just soaking it all in. I thought it was really cool, and you just can't duplicate that. You can't. There's just so many memories and everything wrapped into the stadium. I think it just means a lot to everybody involved, and it was good to go out the way we did tonight.
During the week, you're preparing for the Jets. Are you able to kind of look at some possible matchups with different playoff teams as well?
No, we were really just focused on the Jets and the game plan, the job at hand. So we're really just locked into that, and we'll find out who we play shortly, I'm sure, and when and where, and we'll go from there.
Not a sack, not a pressure. Just kind of talk about, your center in 62 and how well he was out there.
Yeah, Seth did a great job of communication all week. I mean, he was locked in. We were excited to go. Me and him have a great connection, and it was great communication from blitz pickup to going through all the run game and everything. Those guys up front, I mean, they did a great job for me tonight. Kept me clean, and I couldn't be more thankful for them that they go out and perform the way they did, so I could just go back there and throw the ball. So I love those guys, and they played their tails off tonight.
22-yard pass to Reggie Gilliam. How fun was that to get him in a big play like
that? That was awesome. I mean, Reggie does so many things for this team, special teams, blocking, can run the ball, catch the ball. He's a special athlete, and it was nice to get him an explosive catch down the field. I heard the fans chanting for him in the red zone. We were trying to get him one, but when you got the fans chanting your name, the defense kind of knows what's coming a little bit. So he's just an incredible teammate, and whatever you ask him to do, he's going to go out there and give you 110%. He's a special player for this team.
You got to talk about that first touchdown to Dawson Knox. Maybe Dawson might take you out to dinner.
He might. He might. We'll see about that. Yeah, it'll be a real nice steak.
The Jets have gone all season now without an interception. Was that something you knew going into this game, something you thought about at all?
Yeah, somebody said that throughout the week, and it was kind of like when a pitcher's throwing a no-hitter, you shouldn't mention that. And I was just like, man, you can't say that for the last one. But I just wanted to go out there, protect the ball as always, be smart, find our playmakers. And just going back to the guys blocking up front, it just allowed me to go out there and find completions the way they were giving me time and protecting me.
Was it the red helmets?
Those are sweet, aren't they? Something special about it is just the nostalgia, being in the stadium, looking like the old Bills. It was pretty sweet. So I was a big fan of them all week, looking at them, and it felt pretty special.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.